The upper triangle in the Scientology symbol is called the KRC triangle. The letters stand for knowledge, responsibility, and control. Official Scientology teaching presents these three elements as closely connected. As knowledge, responsibility, or control increases, the other elements are expected to increase as well. This framework addresses understandable human longings. People want knowledge because confusion can make life difficult. People want responsibility because they do not want to remain passive or helpless. People want a reasonable measure of control because wise action requires agency, planning, boundaries, and purposeful decisions. Christianity also values knowledge, responsibility, and purposeful action. Scripture encourages wisdom, accountability, self-control, diligent work, and faithful stewardship. However, Christianity understands these qualities within a different framework. Knowledge is not the same as spiritual mastery. Responsibility is not autonomous ownership. Control is not the ultimate goal of human existence. Human knowledge is real but limited. We do not know everything about ourselves, other people, the future, or the purposes of God. Christian wisdom begins with humility before God rather than confidence in unlimited human ability. The Apostle Paul warns that knowledge can produce pride when it is separated from love. Knowledge should help us serve our neighbors, not establish superiority over them. Responsibility is also important, but Christians understand responsibility as accountability before God. We are responsible for our choices, words, relationships, possessions, opportunities, and influence. Yet we are stewards rather than absolute owners. Our authority is entrusted to us and must be exercised under the commands of God. Control requires similar discernment. Healthy control includes governing our own conduct, keeping commitments, establishing boundaries, preparing carefully, and acting wisely. Unhealthy control attempts to dominate people, eliminate uncertainty, manipulate outcomes, or carry responsibilities that belong to God. Christian leaders must be especially careful about control. A ministry leader should never use spiritual authority to pressure another person, demand private information, control personal decisions, or claim to know exactly what the Holy Spirit is requiring someone else to do. Permission-based ministry respects conscience. It tells the truth, offers prayer, asks questions, and allows the other person to make voluntary decisions. The gospel also challenges the belief that greater knowledge, responsibility, and control can rescue us from sin and death. We cannot save ourselves by understanding enough, managing enough, or controlling enough. Salvation is received through Jesus Christ as a gift of grace. Jesus is not merely a teacher who gives us techniques for controlling life. He is the incarnate Son of God who died for our sins and rose bodily from the dead. Trusting Christ includes surrendering the illusion that we can master every part of existence. In a respectful conversation, a Christian might ask, "What happens when a person accepts responsibility but still cannot control the outcome?" Another useful question is, can dependence upon God be a form of spiritual maturity rather than personal failure? These questions create space to discuss prayer, grace, creaturely limits, suffering, and trust in God. Christian maturity does not produce unlimited control. It produces faithful stewardship, humility, courage, love, patience, and dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Knowledge matters, but knowledge needs love. Responsibility matters, but responsibility cannot produce salvation. Wise control matters, but human beings were created to live under God's loving authority. Our calling is not to master reality. It is to know God, love our neighbors, faithfully steward what God has entrusted to us, and trust Jesus Christ with what remains beyond our control.